7 Everyday Habits That Raise Blood Pressure, and How to Reverse Them. Your blood pressure has likely already spiked a few times this morning without you even noticing. If your alarm jarred you awake, your heart rate began to jump. If you skipped breakfast, grabbed a coffee, and sat down at your desk under fluorescent lights, it likely spiked. On any given day, by noon, your vessels have tightened and released dozens of times, a rhythm your body tracks even when your mind is unaware. Over months and years, those invisible surges stiffen arteries and reshape the heart. We may blame genetics or excessive salt in our diets, but much of the damage occurs quietly throughout the day. For decades, treatment has involved medications and low-sodium diets. However, research now shows that everyday habits can lower blood pressure as much as medication for some people. The heart is really a mirror of the body's overall state, Dr. Cynthia Fake, a Harvard-trained cardiologist in Los Angeles who practices integrative medicine, told the Epoch Times. Your emotional health shapes the vagus nerve and the autonomic nervous system, which in turn influence inflammation, oxidative stress, and even gut and immune function. Her perspective reflects a quiet shift in cardiology, as more physicians acknowledge what she calls the mind-body-spirit connection. Hypertension, she said, rarely stems from a single cause but from a gradual tightening that builds over time. High blood pressure may be called the silent killer, but it is far less silent once you know where to listen. Skipping sunlight. Modern life keeps us chronically underexposed to natural light. Most adults spend about 90% of their time indoors. When we're outside, we cover up, seek shade, and block the very light our bodies have evolved to need. In a 2023 study published in BMC Public Health, involving 8,613 adults, those who practiced multiple sun protective habits had a 29% higher risk of hypertension. In a large Swedish study, women who spent most of their time indoors had 41% higher odds of developing high blood pressure than those who made sunlight a part of their daily life. Sunlight lowers blood pressure by releasing nitric oxide from stores in the skin, Dr. Richard Weller, a dermatologist and cardiovascular researcher at the University of Edinburgh, told the Epoch Times in an email. Lowering blood pressure reduces the risk of strokes and heart attacks. This beneficial effect of sunlight occurs independently of vitamin D and thus cannot be replaced by taking vitamin D supplements. What to do? A few minutes of morning or midday light may do more for your arteries than another medication. Just 10 to 30 minutes of sunlight between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. will do the trick. The goal isn't tanning but balance, said Weller, steady, safe exposure over avoidance. Even a brief walk outside or sitting by an open window at lunch can help restore what being indoors quietly takes away. Poor sleep. The rhythm sunlight sets each morning can easily unravel by night. In a study of more than 12,000 adults, those whose bedtimes varied most were up to 30% more likely to have high blood pressure, even when total sleep time was the same. The body's clock craves consistency. Irregular sleep jolts cortisol levels, keeping blood pressure high long after the morning's first cup of coffee. Sleep apnea adds another load, affecting nearly half of people with resistant hypertension. Proper treatment using a continuous positive airway pressure device or oral appliances can drop systolic readings by 5 to 10 points. What to do? Go to bed and wake up at consistent times, even on weekends. Dim lights an hour before sleep. Keep devices out of the bedroom. Get sunlight within an hour of waking. Morning light helps anchor the body's internal clock, making restful sleep and steadier blood pressure far more likely. Too much sitting. Stillness strains the cardiovascular system. In a 2024 trial, healthy young men who sat for 3 hours experienced blood pooling in their legs and a rise in blood pressure. Another study found that long bouts of sitting made blood pressure swing more from moment to moment, a hidden volatility linked in earlier research to greater risk of hypertension and heart disease. When energy or movement is blocked, the body mirrors that resistance, Fake said. What to do? Standing every half hour, stretching, squatting, or climbing a few stairs helps restore blood flow and release nitric oxide, which relaxes vessels and steadies blood pressure. Not drinking enough water. Movement keeps blood circulating. Water keeps it fluid. Even mild dehydration makes the heart work harder. When water levels are low, plasma volume shrinks and vessels constrict, a built-in reflex that helps maintain high blood pressure. Over time, that strain becomes the body's new normal. Most people are underhydrated, said Thake. Lack of water causes vasoconstriction, inflammation, and salt retention, all of which raise blood pressure. She calls dehydration one of the most overlooked drivers of hypertension. The familiar 64 ounces rule, she tells patients, covers what you lose, not what your body needs to thrive. Consistent hydration through fluids and water-rich foods helps the kidneys clear sodium and keeps vessels supple. What to do? A simple rule of thumb is to aim for half your body weight in ounces daily, more if you are active or in hot weather. Most adults do better with roughly 6 pints of water a day, adjusted for body size, Thake said. Too little potassium. If water keeps blood moving, potassium helps the vessels relax. Most Americans get far less of it than their bodies need. Before civilization, the natural diet was rich in potassium and poor in sodium, Dr. Paul Welling, a renal physiologist at Johns Hopkins Medicine, told the Epoch Times. People ate unprocessed foods, mostly plants, fruits, and fresh meats, which naturally supplied far more potassium. With the processing of foods, that's completely reversed. Now we have very little potassium and too much sodium. The body hasn't adapted to the new diet. Low potassium tells the kidneys to hoard sodium, as if famine were coming, which drives blood pressure up, what Welling calls the potassium switch. When potassium levels are low, the switch activates salt retention mode, increasing blood pressure. Modern diets deepen the imbalance. A 2022 analysis published in the American Journal of Hypertension found that people who ate the most packaged snacks, frozen meals, and sweetened drinks had a 23% higher risk of developing hypertension. Each daily soda, according to another study, raised that risk by about 10%. These foods overload the body with sodium and sugar while stripping away potassium. If you cooked your meals from whole ingredients, Welling said, you probably wouldn't have this problem. Supplements, he said, rarely help. They don't supply enough potassium to make a difference. What to do? A DASH or Mediterranean-style diet, built around fruits, vegetables, beans, yogurt, and other potassium-rich foods, remains the best approach. Cooking at home with whole ingredients helps restore the balance that processed foods erase. Even one swap helps, a piece of fruit instead of a bar, sparkling water instead of soda. Small corrections in what we eat can quiet the system as surely as a pill. Frequent conflict and hostility. Emotional strain can undo the gains of eating well, sleeping deeply, and moving regularly. In a 2022 study published in the Annals of Behavioral Medicine, men with hypertension were more likely to read neutral faces as angry, a perceptual bias that predicted later blood pressure spikes. A Taiwanese study found that people who bottled up their emotions yet ruminated on conflicts kept their pressure high long after arguments ended. That slow recovery from conflict may matter more than the initial spike. When tension lingers, stress hormones and vessel tone stay elevated, and the body forgets how to relax. Every patient I see with difficult-to-control hypertension has a strong need for control, Thake said. The opposite, surrender, is often the key that unlocks healing. Hypertension is the biology of resistance, a physical echo of the mind's need to hold on, she said. Fear imagines a dark future. Faith imagines a hopeful one. Only faith lets the body rest. What to do? Thake tells patients to interrupt the cycle, take a breath, say a prayer, step outside. Even a few seconds of release can nudge pressure back toward normal. The power of small shifts. blood pressure doesn't rise overnight, nor does it settle quickly. It builds through small imbalances and unwinds the same way. A simple prescription. Morning light to reset rhythm. Movement every half hour to wake circulation. Water to keep blood flowing. Unprocessed, mineral-rich food to restore balance. Rest at regular hours. Moments of calm to quiet the mind. Faith and hope. Screens off before bed. Even a modest 5 to 10 point drop can lower the risk of heart attack or stroke by about 20%. The real prescription, Fake said, is gentler, small acts of care layered with trust. Give yourself what a favorite plant needs: light, movement, water, and peace. When you do, the body remembers what balance feels like.